Time to talk some NCU hoops. I think you guys know the head coach from Cresswell to Mac Court to the NBA. Now, fourth season on the bench. Follow him on Twitter. Use the handle at LukeJackson33. Luke, how you doing?
Steve, I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. You know, you just turned 35 last month. I know you had some issues with your back. Man, you're young. Are you still able to get out there and play ball, or are you strictly one of those now whistle and chalkboard guys?
You know, I don't get out and play with my guys. I can still play a little bit, but for the most part, I'm kind of limited to just running in the straight line. I like to go on long runs. I ran a little bit of cross country in high school, and I'm picking back up where I left off, although sometimes I look down at my shadow and I'm like, man, that doesn't look like anyone running over there.
Nice. Your team played a couple of exhibitions, Boise State here against Oregon. And even though those games don't count and, you know, the Beacons got defeated, how do you think the guys benefit from playing, you know, that caliber of opponent?
You know, honestly, I think that those types of games can be a really, really positive thing as long as you let it. Obviously, we're playing outside of our weight class, but if you can play against teams that were in the NCAA tournament and probably go back again and compete, then that's probably the best competition that you're going to see all year, go through a little bit of adversity and hopefully come together as a team. We went over to Boise State and had a really positive outcome, you know, as a success, even though we lost. I think we were up 3 with about 6 minutes to go, and Oregon only beat us by 2 in the second half, although they got up early. But again, you're looking at some guys that have potential to play in the NBA, and, you know, we're playing outside of our weight class, but we competed, played hard, and, you know, that's just going to get our guys in shape for the regular season and league play.
Now, obviously, when you were playing at Cresswell, you went through the recruiting process and landed at a major university. Kind of curious for you, how different or unique is it kind of being on the other side, talking to young guys and recruiting them, you know, to kind of set a foundation for their future?
You know, if I'm being honest, having been on that side of it, I think that's one of my strengths. It doesn't seem like that long ago when I was getting calls from all these coaches, and they're all telling you kind of the same thing and what you want to hear. And I just try to be genuine with the kids that I'm recruiting, be honest with them. And the one thing that I've found is the players are going to be your best recruiters. If there's great players in your program, you bring kids in, they say, hey, this guy looks like me. He's going to talk to those players, and if they're saying positive things, you're going to sign those kids. I let my players, do a lot of recruiting for me.
We're talking Crusader Hoops head coach Luke Jackson. Obviously, your roster's got a lot of local connections. One of the seniors, heck of a player at Thurston, started at Southern Oregon, came off the bench for your highly successful team last year. How's Jay Marinick doing in a more expanded role this season?
You know, Jay is like a player coach. He's a little bit older. He's 100% accountable, and he's an extension of the coaching staff. He comes in, does not take a rep off ever in practice, and really sets the tone for a lot of younger guys as far as the leadership and what's expected in practice every single day. I can't say enough great things about Jay. He's averaging 15 and 15.
Whoa.
Which at any level, he's a third leading rebounder in the nation at any division. And, you know, he just works hard, and it makes my job a lot easier having a guy like that on my team.
Now, one of your freshmen kind of jumps off the page. He's a 7-footer from Logan, Utah, another in-state guy. He was PacWest Player of the Year. For folks not familiar, could you tell us about Kyler Kelly?
You know, in my opinion, Kyler Kelly's really close to being a Pac-12 big guy. 7 foot. He's got a 7'4 wingspan, which is the same as Chris Boucher. He's athletic. He can run pretty raw. I think the upside for his game is just going to be something that's going to mature over time. But he's averaging over 6 blocks a game, and he finishes well around the rim. He's got a nice soft touch, but at the same time, I think he's got a lot of improving to do, and that's just going to come with repetition and, you know, getting some experience under his belt. But having a shot blocker like that allows us to get up in the defenders, pressure them a little bit, because if they do get blown by, he's back there protecting the rim.
I want to get to another of your seniors who took an interesting path. High school in Germany, a year at Jesuit, key guy last year when you guys made that great run. What kind of player is Jack Hackman, and you know, how important is he to your fortunes this year?
Well, our two seniors in the backcourt, Brendan Taylor, transfer from USC, and Jack Hackman, who's a knockdown shooter, and a really mature kid, high academic, 4.0. Both those guys have great grades, but their intelligence transfers over onto the court as well, picking up schemes and just knowing what's expected. Like I've said before, you really can't you can't substitute experience, and that's what both those guys have.
Talking with Luke Jackson, the 13th-ranked Northwest Christian University Crusaders. So, you know, new faces, returning players, guys in different roles. How would you evaluate the performance of your team? I know coaches, it takes a lot to satisfy you guys, but how you guys looking so far first few games this season from your analytical eye?
Well, I think we've got a lot of work to do. We passed the test, but we are on the cusp in the preseason, and granted, we played some really high-level competition. That being said, I've got extremely high expectations for this group, and the one thing I will say about them is I've challenged them as men, as basketball players, and they're not scared to work hard. And, you know, if you come and work hard every single day, I think things are going to work out, and that's something that I've been pleased with this group is just their work ethic and, you know, desire to get better. And I think that could take us a long way, but, you know, success is earned, something you got to work at every single day, and I think we've got a chance to be all right.
All right, couple of final thoughts. 7:30 tomorrow night at the Morse Event Center here in town. Your opponent, Oregon Institute of Technology. What have you learned? What could you tell us about the kind of challenges the Owls will throw your way?
Well, they've got two main players. One guy's averaging over 24 points a game, and then the other off guard is a great shooter, shooting about 44% from three. We're going to have to limit them, and they average about 14 offensive rebounds a game, so we're going to have to keep them off the glass. They like to run and gun, so, you know, those of you guys listening, come and watch an entertaining game. They get up and down. We're going to have to defend them, but they're a hard-nosed team that goes to the board, so keeping them off the glass is going to be one of the biggest challenges for us tomorrow night.
And, Luke, finally, just overall, how do you like your team's chances in conference this year?
Well, you know, we're defending champs. We've got a target on our back. And we've built a certain culture of success at NCU. And now that we're on the top, we're going to have to defend that. And we just need to keep on ratcheting up everything. You know, everything that can be measured can be gained upon. And the one thing I'll say is, again, it's a hard-working group. They're determined to get better, and I think they actually have the self-awareness that they're not there yet, which is hard to, you know, self-evaluate as a player. So from that standpoint, I think we're not satisfied with what we did last year, and we want to go out and prove that we can win the league again and make a run at the national tournament.
All right, like I said, 7:30 at the Morse Event Center here in town. Learn more online, gobeacons.com. Follow him on Twitter, at LukeJackson33. Luke, it's always a pleasure, sir. I appreciate your time, and best of luck. And obviously, we will catch up as the season moves along.
Sounds great, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
All right, take it easy.